A group of children from the Havasupai tribe and the Native American Disability Law Center are taking the federal government to court over a complaint of not having access to a decent education.
In the 95-page complaint filed yesterday, they say the U.S. has failed to provide Native American children with basic education materials and classes. The show's Lauren Gilger is here with details on this. Lauren, a group of children filed this lawsuit.
That's right. 9 children who attend Havasupai Elementary School, which is run by the Federal Bureau of Indian Education, filed the suit. They live in and around the Grand Canyon, and they say their school is barely an educational institution. This morning, I spoke with Alexis Dela Cruz, an attorney with the Native American Disability Law Center, who helped file the suit, and I asked her to fill us in on what this lawsuit is alleging.
This case is about access to equal educational opportunities. So what we're alleging is that the United States government has failed to provide Havasupai students with educational opportunities equal to those afforded to other students attending, say, public schools throughout the United States.
Well, and that is what federal law requires, right?
Yes. There are federal statutes that have been on the books for decades that the BIE is failing to comply with.
Right. So let's talk about Havasupai Elementary School. What are some of the problems in that school?
This school is only kindergarten through eighth grade. There is no high school in the canyon. So students are only able to access an eighth grade education in their community. The only subject areas that children can avail themselves to is reading, writing, and math. There is no instruction in science, history, social studies, foreign language, the arts, or physical education. Importantly, the school also doesn't provide any culturally relevant instruction to the students. You know, the teacher vacancies and chronic understaffing has led to the school shutting down for weeks at a time during the academic year. For example, classrooms have been run by the school janitor and the school secretary who are non-certified personnel. The BIE will routinely bring in temporary staff to fill in these teacher vacancies. It's called detail, and so teachers will be detailed from other BIE schools in Arizona and New Mexico to come down and just sort of be a warm body in the classrooms for weeks at a time. The school lacks textbooks, a functioning library. There's no extracurricular activities for the students to participate in. There's no athletic program. There's no arts. There's no music. There's no clubs.
So I want to talk about the fact that this is indicative of a much bigger problem. Like this, the Havasupai Elementary School is not the only school facing these sorts of issues. Is that right?
That's right. The federal government's failure to provide these equal educational opportunities to Native students is not unique to Havasupai. You know, you look at some of the statistics, and the Government Accountability Office has been slamming the BIE for probably the last year and a half. So yes, you're correct. These issues are endemic to the entire system. An estimated 81% of Native American students attending BIE schools are reading below grade level, and that Native students in the BIE schools perform far below Native students in public schools. Specifically, when you look at achievement data in Havasupai, shows that the Havasupai students have been subjected to the worst of these failures. Students at Havasupai are reading in the first percentile and performing in math in the third percentile. This is by far the lowest of any BIE school. And in fact, the school is dead last in both reading and math achievement among the BIE schools.
So like you said, this is an endemic issue. This is much bigger than this one school. But what action are you seeking in this lawsuit? What do you think could start to remedy this?
We're hoping on a larger level that this case will be a prototype for how the BIE can begin to fix these schools across the country. We're seeking a declaration that the BIE must follow the federal regulations, that basically that the BIE follows the law and that they begin to provide the general education curriculum to the students. Specifically for Havasupai, our remedy is common sense. This case belongs in a classroom, not a courtroom.
That was Alexis Dela Cruz, an attorney with the Native American Disability Law Center. She also told me that they are seeking federally required services for students with disabilities in the Havasupai School and for the BIE to provide sufficient mental health counseling to students. We also reached out to the Federal Bureau of Indian Education, and they responded saying they don't comment on pending litigation.
And that's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.